Part B. Situation. You are Francis Fan, a reporter working for a local newspaper. You are going to listen to a radio phone-in programme about removing a local park to make way for more public housing. Before the recording is played, you will have 5 minutes to study the question-answer book and the data file for Part B1 and the question-answer book and the data file for Part B2. Remember, you must choose to do the tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. Do not attempt both Parts B1 and B2. Complete the tasks by following the instructions in the question-answer book that you choose and on the recording. You will find all the information you need in the question-answer book and the data file that you choose and in the recording. As you listen, you can make notes on page 3 of the data file.
Thank you.
The recording will begin now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Speak Out, the radio phone-in show where you, the listener, gets to talk about what makes Hong Kong sick. I'm your host, Peter Wheeler. On today's show, I am joined by Secretary for Housing, Mr. Terry Lau. Thank you. And Secretary for Leisure and Cultural Services, Ms. Alice Wu. Welcome, both of you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Today, we are talking about our local parks. Now, I know that you two are locked in a fight at the moment. I wouldn't call it a fight, exactly.
We just don't agree.
Because, Mr. Lau, you want to take over one of Hong Kong's largest parks in order to make way for more housing. And you, Ms. Wu, are opposed to this idea. Is that true? Hong Kong is only a tiny place, and we have a growing population. We all know how overcrowded the city is becoming.
It is precisely because Hong Kong is becoming so overcrowded that we need to save our parks. For many people, public parks are a safe haven away from an overcrowded family flat.
We need to use the space we have in the best possible way. And if that means giving up a bit of grass and a kid's play area so that more families have somewhere decent to live, then so be it.
But people don't want to spend their time in busy shopping malls with artificial light. They want to sit somewhere peaceful where they can enjoy a natural environment.
Isn't that what country parks are for? We are blessed with acres of country parks where people are free to do whatever they want.
Country parks are usually away from main residential areas. They are more difficult to get to, which makes them inconvenient for the elderly.
Well, the elderly won't have anywhere to live before long. Let's see how much they like the parks then. On that note, let's take a call. This is Avery Wong in Sha Tin. What would you like to ask our guests today, Avery?
I'd like to know why we have to use the parks for housing. Why can't we use land out in the New Territories instead?
Good question, Avery. Terry, perhaps you can answer that one. It really is very simple, Avery. We simply do not have enough land in the urban areas. Home prices are rising very quickly, and there is not enough supply to meet the increasing demand.
But we don't need to use the parks. We can extend existing towns and build suitable infrastructure to deal with the increased population.
What do you think, Avery?
I agree with Miss Wu. I walk from my home through the park every day to get to school. I see so many people using the park. I wonder what will happen to them if the park is taken away. Exactly. We have carefully prepared reports showing how many people in any given area rely on their local park. It would be a disaster if they were taken away.
And what if they have nowhere to live? Would that be a better situation for everyone? Let's hear from another caller. This is Ray Yip from Aberdeen. What are your views on this subject, Ray?
Well, Peter, I have lived in Aberdeen for over 50 years, and I have seen so many changes. I just don't really know where people are expected to live. People need flats, not fish ponds.
I disagree with you, Ray. Research conducted by my team clearly shows that people need their parks.
In what way do they need parks?
Well, to start with, parks in Hong Kong are a centre for a lot of old people who congregate there to practice Tai Chi or to sing karaoke and dance.
The new flats will have a podium level. People can practice their Tai Chi there.
Besides that, many parks in Hong Kong have set up hawker stalls for local artists to sell handicrafts.
There are plenty of other places to sell handicrafts. Outside MTR stations is always popular.
Parents take their children to parks to play.
There will be play areas on podium levels. We don't need parks.
People naturally gravitate to parks for certain festivals, such as the Mid-Autumn Festival.
One day a year. Are you really telling me we need parks to celebrate one festival?
The point is, our parks are very busy places and are vital to the millions of people who use them every year. Turning them into yet more blocks of flats is a very backward move.
But what else can we do? People don't want to live miles away from where they work. They don't want to spend hours on a bus every day. And that is why we need to transform our parks into places where people can live. It is not ideal, but it is the best solution we have. We will now take a short break while we listen to a word from our sponsors, but we'll be back shortly with more discussion on whether we need to save our parks. Stay tuned.
That is the end of Part B. You now have 1 hour, 30 minutes to tidy up your answers.